It's time for us to move over to this afternoon's post-game coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, in 1992, Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton at 704-696-2424. And, Coach, this was a game we talked about, a heavyweight fight and a battle. What are your initial impressions of what we saw for 40 minutes?
Well, I think they made us make mistakes, and we made a number of them. But there's one mistake that they could not make us make, and that was to stop fighting. Our guys fought for 40 minutes, and I'm going to have clips on the video, and we show the team the clips on whenever it is, Sunday or Monday, that everyone on this team, when they were on the court, made some kind of toughness play that was extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary.
You talk about the toughness that you were battling against and it had to overcome. Hassan French on the inside, he hadn't scored much. He had a lot of rebounds, but he just sort of creates chaos whenever he gets the basketball.
Oh, he's a terrific talent. This is why they were picked number one in the conference preseason. Hassan French is a tremendous inside player. And this guy, Jordan Goodwin, he had 9 rebounds, 7 in the offensive glass, and he got that last one. Just absolutely incredible what they can do on the glass. And we were so conscious of it. And that's where we're going to have to really go to the grease board and figure out how we're going to fix that offensive rebounding situation that we gave up today.
You look at the second half statistics, and you got 7 big points from Carter Collins and Bates Jones. I mean, it's a
The bench was superb. You know, you got 17 minutes out of Duke, 24 out of Carter, 10 out of Bates. We get double-digit minutes out of those three guys, and David Sharapovich, I hope he becomes that fourth guy that we get those double-digit minutes from. That's invaluable for us. So when Luka went down with fouls early, it was incredible how, despite the foul trouble, we were able to hold the fort because of what Bates and Duka did.
You talked about pushing back and how physical you had to play. How proud were you as well? At opportunities where this game started to tight up, we used the word poise, of how you guys just hung in and battled back.
Well, there were two situations in which we put the ball in John's hands and he drove to the rim and made that one bank shot, and then he put it in his hands again and he got fouled and made both free throws. John was absolutely sensational today. The maturity, the leadership, the toughness he showed as our point guard, extraordinary.
And with Luke and Kellen, they struggled to get shots off. What was happening? You know, John Axel able to put out one of his best games, you know, offensively as a Davidson player, and his defense against Bess, especially in the first half. How come Luke and Kellen were struggling so much to find shots?
This is a great defensive team. And I've heard Travis Ford say Javon Bess is the best defensive player, not just in our league, but in the country. And he was glued to Kellen the whole night. And then they shut down every cut Luke made. They just shut it down. But as you look at it, you know, Kellen gets himself 6 rebounds today. Absolutely terrific. 6 rebounds. Luke gets us 3 assists, so we got other things from them other than the scoring, and that was pivotal.
How good was your defense as well? They finished with just 53 points.
Yeah, 34 from the floor, and, you know, the 2 threes that they made of their 6, the 2 were by Javon Bess, and they were 35 feet away. They were, wow, same exact location.
Coach, you talk about the timeout you called in the last minute. What were you thinking on that one?
Well, I thought we were really gassed.
Yeah.
And I think we needed to set ourselves, and we actually called 2 of them. And the one, I think, at the 218 mark, we got the ball into Luka, and we just didn't make the shot.
Right.
And then the next ensuing possession, that's we came back down, and I think John made the layup, and then we came down, and we called that timeout because we felt with that amount of time we could get into position. They called a timeout to see our setup. We stayed with what we were going to do because we felt the way they were aligned, they were not going to shut us down. We thought they might try to deny the ball to John, and they didn't do that. And, you know, there was a fatigue factor in everyone here. Mm-hmm. I had challenged our point guards. I sat with them yesterday for about 30 minutes, showed them film from our George Washington game, and I sat Malcolm and David and Luke, Kellen and Carter and John, and I said, here's 10 clips from George Washington. Look at the way we're sashaying up the court. We don't sashay at Davidson. We speed dribble up the court. And I thought they took that message to heart, and that put our offense into flow and into rhythm. And you see we got some early shots out of it, and we got our first pass easy, our second pass easy, and our third pass easy, and so on down the line because the point guard positioned the ball in the attack mode.
And, Coach, that final stretch of this game, What play were you guys going for? And then Goodwin, you get the foul, and John Axel goes to the line. It was just sort of a crazy end to a game. You couldn't anticipate what happened.
We made a slight adjustment, and Kevin Kulik deserves incredible applause for 2 days ago when we decided what we were going to do late game. He suggested this play, the one we ran where John got the layup. So we fake a ball screen, and we let John go into the gap, and if he sees a lane, he goes. If he doesn't, he pitches, because we got shooters spotted everywhere, and the one big shooter was Luke Frampton. And then because we ran that to get John that layup, we figured they might be aware of that, and they also did not bite for the fake ball screen, so we set two fake ball screens. And Luca set the first and sucked some people in, but it gave John enough of an advantage so that they had to hustle over to take advantage of or to prevent him from going downhill, and that's when they fouled him. And well, Kevin deserves tremendous credit for that. Kevin was sensational in our scout.
Well, Coach, big-time win here today on the road against a big-time opponent. Congratulations.
Thanks. Just a wonderful win. The plane ride back is going to be glorious, believe me.
Terrific.
Thank
you. Terrific.